May the sweet and loving blessings of our Lord embrace you, dear heart dwellers. When I came into prayer today, I told the Lord, I said, "Hello, Lord." And he said, "Hello, my angel." I said, "I don't feel very angelic." He answered, "No matter. I do feel that in your presence. Thank you for handling these things with discretion and patience." And what he's talking about here is a stress level kind of went up. Father's having a very hard time seeing. He's basically blind in both eyes. And it's been very, very hard for him. The Lord said, "Thank you for handling these things with discretion and patience." Again, I must say the radiation also has an effect on your body, how you think and sleep and how you process information. Your brains are not operating at maximum output. There's a lot of fuzz, plus what comes with the weather. And what he's talking about here are the CMEs, the coronal mass ejections from the sun. Got really high, 4.3 or higher, and that's extremely high, and it causes a real feeling of disorientation in our thinking. He continued, "But these are all manageable with great patience and long suffering. The enemy wants to see you lose it and call it quits. He still does not realize he is against me, not you. And as long as you stay by my side in my heart of hearts and are obedient, his efforts are futile. That goes for all of you, my precious brides. Watch yourselves very carefully, and the enemy will not gain access. My children, in your adoration time, come deeper into my heart. Allow your sanctified imagination to enter into my heart and rest there. I truly desire for you to see me holding you, dancing with you, singing over you. You all need this attention and this strengthening, this intimacy. Stop resisting the visions I begin in your imaginations. Yes, I do stimulate your imagination to see me with you. You discount these visions as being false, but they are not false. They are very real. This is how close I want to be with you. This is a necessity. Many false Christs will come into the world to try to deceive the elect, were it possible, as I have warned you of that before. But they will not deceive my true bride, for she knows her master's touch. His whisperings, his breath, the Holy Spirit, even that sweetness coming from his own mouth. He is aware of all things and is asking you to partake in the innocent delights of being in my arms. After all, you belong there for eternity. My arms are always open to you. Please put away the fear and come to me unafraid. The assurance and comfort that you receive at that time will touch many, many souls who are alienated from me. You will touch them with courage to approach me, that I love, accept, and am waiting for them. After all, I was quite deliberate in describing the intimacy I want to have with them when I penned A Song of Songs. This is not a carnal relationship, but it is intimate and intricate, in that your thoughts become my thoughts, and my thoughts become yours, until you are fully in agreement with me. This takes time to cultivate, but when you see my face up front and personal, I'm inviting you into a dialogue. This is the time for you to respond with affirmation, even reaching out and welcoming me into your arms. If you allow this moment to slip away because of fear, you will lose me. I am protecting you. Please be adventuresome and respond. Trust more in my protection and invitation than you mistrust your own discernment." pay attention to what I am wearing and what you are wearing. Relax to the point that you can see me clearly. You may even pray, in the name of Jesus the Christ, fear and insecurity be gone. My God is protecting me. And pray a short prayer such as, Jesus, please protect my discernment and forbid a familiar spirit to interfere. Please open my eyes and the eyes of my heart, Lord. Some of you will be here for the tribulation, and you need that extra assurance that it is me you are seeing. It is best that you allow yourself to come into this intimacy now than when you are under pressure from outside forces and the world is a mess. I will be your anchor in turbulent waters. I will be the wings that cover you as you sleep. I will quicken your understanding of all that pertains to you. But this will not be easy unless you get over your fears and embrace me. Soon after that, you will be able to rest assured that you hear my voice and are indeed seeking my face and even resting in my arms, and that the sweet voice you hear in your heart is mine. Cultivate this vulnerability now, my bride. Do not wait for the turbulent times. Press in now. Come to Mother Claire for confirmations. This will increase your confidence in what you are hearing and seeing. By now, you should have come to understand that the greatest fear operating against your relationship with me is the fear of deception. You must train yourself by trial and error to overcome this stumbling block that has kept many of my prophets from fulfilling their destinies for hundreds and even thousands of years. Fear hurting me with unbelief more than fearing that you may make an error. I will never allow your salvation to be endangered. Remember, when you first learned to ride a bike, yes, at first it was awkward and clumsy, even scraping knees and legs, falling on the sidewalk, but that didn't stop you. You saw that others could do it, so you resolved that you too could do it, and you did. But there was a period of trial and error, and that is true with any discipline or new skill. I have made a way for you. Walk into it with courage and trusting my mercy more than your insufficiency. I have taught you in discernment that you only need to fear serious error when you are in obstinate pride and judging others and need to be humbled. Very often it will be that in your seeking me, you will begin to hear critical thoughts about others. When you hear that, you are probably in error. But keep your heart free of judgment, and I will protect you. And that was the end of his message. So he's really asking us to press into divine intimacy. We're going to need that more and more and more. And he's also encouraging us that he's protecting us from the enemy at the same time.